It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be pod smacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Hello, welcome to episode 118 of the Rob Carson Show podcast. Today, we have a plethora of material to get to, some serious, some not so serious, some political, and definitely a lot not political, including the special election in Georgia. We've got some news about O.J. Simpson. Good chance he's going to get out of prison. I know. We've got Daniel Day-Lewis retiring. And a lot of other good stuff, okay? So get ready. No matter what you're doing, if you're walking on a trail, you're walking on a treadmill, you're just chilling out, it's going to be an action-packed podcast today. I want to tell you about Dr. Alex Nelson. Met Dr. Alex a few weeks ago. And I'm a big believer in chiropractic. And when I worked at a local radio station, KCMO, where I sat 4 hours every day and looked at a screen, it really was starting to impact my health. My neck was really pinched. It was radiating down into my hands. I was feeling neuropathy in my hands. And I got a chiropractic adjustment, and it fixed it. But I need to be fixed periodically. Dr. Alex Nelson does that. FountainofLifeChiro.com. FountainofLifeChiro.com. The number is 816-741-4711. Decompression for herniated low back discs, shoulder pain, carpal tunnel neuropathy, hip pain, knee pain, all of these things. $30 for veterans and veterans family for an adjustment. FountainofLifeChiro.com. They are on North Congress Avenue, Kansas City, 816-741-4711. Also, let's not forget Grass Monsters, KC. I've been talking about Grass Monsters. I have had one of their Dixie Chopper Silver Eagles in my garage for a couple of years. And it is remarkable. I've got about a third to a half an acre, and literally this machine and 60-inch deck takes me about 12 minutes to mow the yard. It's more mower than I need, but if you want a residential mower, Dixie Chopper offers the Z2, a nice mower, zero turning radius. They also offer a bunch of different Hustler mowers. These are made in Kansas. These machines are heavy. These machines are made with thick steel. These machines are made to last, and they're going to last you a very long time. I talked to a guy who had a Dixie Chopper just like mine, 10 years, only had to replace some belts. Never had to have any work done on it, okay? Just remember, GrassMonstersKC.com, GrassMonstersKC.com, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown Mo, GrassMonsters.com. Before we get into the special election, a couple of headlines today that I thought were kind of interesting. Yesterday, I found out that Daniel Day-Lewis is retiring from acting, and you know, they're actors are only so important in our lives. They, you know, they play the parts of other people. They read scripts and pretend to be people and wear costumes and all that stuff. But they are impactful. And Daniel Day-Lewis, I really enjoyed his career. I thought he was a brilliant guy. There Will Be Blood, I thought he was genius. Gangs of New York, very difficult to watch. Genius. My Left Foot, that was a great movie. Won an Oscar for that. He also won an Oscar for There Will Be Blood, and he also won an Oscar for Lincoln. Lincoln, my favorite movie, but I loved it. I loved his portrayal of Abraham Lincoln. I thought it was brilliant. My wife doesn't get it, but he had three Oscars, and he's not saying why he's retiring, but I guess if you got enough money in the bank and you're 60 years old, you know, why pretend to be somebody else? Pretend to be a retiree with an RV, you know? I like the guy. I thought he was fantastic. This is funny. Out of D.C. Guess what happened during FBI Director James Comey's testimony on June the 8th in Washington, D.C.? Adult website Pornhub said they saw a major dip in viewership during that time. According to a data released, the website saw a 10% dip in viewership when the testimony began at 10 a.m. So people went from Pornhub to watch James Comey and his testimony, which makes me think people got a little more excited about James Comey's testimony than I did. But anyway, Pornhub went on to say that viewers in D.C. Were even more enamored on June 13th when Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified before Congress. That's even scarier. The website says on that day, viewership dropped 12%, remained well below average until 7 p.m. Now, earlier this year, it obviously dropped during the Super Bowl. 27% dip nationwide, but by halftime, they recovered. Dear Lord. Really? Really? O.J. Simpson apparently has it pretty easy in prison. He's going to be up for parole here in July, and it looks like he's got a good chance of getting out. He apparently likes to play poker, gets to jump in line at chow time. He umpires and coaches at football games, got a flat-screen TV in his cell. What's his favorite show? Keeping Up with the Kardashians, of course. Uh-huh. Serving a 33-year sentence at the Lovelock Correctional Facility in Nevada for burglary, assault, robbery, and kidnapping. July 20th is when he's going to be up for parole, and looks like he's going to be able to get out. He said when he gets out, he's got a few things he wants to do. First of all, he wants to make a killing in the stock market. Apparently, that's the thing that he wants to do. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe he's too old to kill anymore. See, that's the thing. The second charge, this thing that happened in Nevada, I thought he was over sentenced for it. And you can't sentence someone for a previous crime. For instance, you know, a lot of people thought, well, good, the murdering bastard's going to jail. Well, he got off of that one. He got off of that one, except for in the civil suit. But you can't want to punish someone for a previous crime that you thought they did not pay for by making them pay double for another crime. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Police officer in Flint, Michigan, you might want to keep him in your prayers. He's at the Bishop Airport, stabbed in the neck. He's in critical condition, and the stabber yelled, "Allahu Akbar." Allahu Akbar, before stabbing the police officer in the neck. Those pesky Catholics. All right. Let's talk a little bit about this Georgia special election, Georgia's 6th congressional district. You didn't know the players before the last few days. I didn't know them before the last few days. But more and more, we heard national media say that this Democrat who won, Democrat John Ossoff, that it would be a referendum on Donald Trump. And so far, there have been now 6 special elections, and Democrats have lost all of them. All of them were supposed to be referenda on Donald Trump's presidency, and Democrats have lost all of them. All right? Apparently, the guy lost by, I heard, 5 or 6%. And it's clear at this point, and I'm just going to opine here, that the message coming from the big Dems in the country, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, it's not working. Right now, the Democrat modus operandi is merely to destroy Donald Trump's presidency before it can even complete 7 or 8 months of it. It's not working. And I've been saying this for months on this podcast. They've got to have a plan for the health of the country, for the economy, for jobs. Hillary Clinton, when she was running, the only thing she had was increased infrastructure, essentially recreating what FDR did during the Great Depression and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That was it. And that's still what's going on. Last night, I thought Tucker Carlson had some pretty interesting things to say. This is as the vote was going on. It had not been called yet, but I want you to listen to where the money came from. And you know, the Democrat message in this special election that they ended up losing.
This is the most expensive congressional race in American history. Almost all that money has come from angry liberals who live out of state. Marin County, Beverly Hills, Martha's Vineyard, that's who's paying for this contest.
A lot of it came from Hollywood and a lot of Hollywood bigwigs. And it didn't work with Hillary Clinton when she was running. You know, the weekend before the election, she had Lady Gaga on stage with her John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen and Katy Perry and Madonna, who promised if people voted for Hillary Clinton, she'd give them a BJ. Donald Trump is in coal country going, we're going to restart these mines. And we're going to bring back American businesses, and we're going to bring back American manufacturing. Who holds sway? Well, they didn't learn in this election.
Democrat John Ossoff has outraised his opponent fully 7-1. Now, he's running in a suburban district that voted only narrowly for Donald Trump back in November. His opponent, the Republican Karen Handel, may be a remarkably impressive person, but she has shown no signs of that so far. In other words, this should not be close. Ossoff ought to be running away with it.
You're looking at 7 times the money. Now, wait a minute. Didn't Hillary Clinton spend seven times the money that Donald Trump did for the national election?
But as of right now, he's not. He missed a win, but not by a huge margin. Why is that? Because Democrats still literally have no idea why they keep losing elections. If they did, they would have run a real candidate with a real job who understands the constituents he is attempting to represent.
Guy has almost no life experience. He's into film, I guess. He studied abroad. He's 30 years old. Hasn't really had a real job.
Present. Instead, Democrats put up a 30-year-old semi-employed documentary filmmaker who can't even vote for himself because he doesn't live in the district.
Yes.
He's got a ton of trendy rich people positions on just about every topic. The abortion people love him. He's gravely concerned about climate and childhood obesity and the availability of organic kale. He thinks illegal aliens are noble. He went to the London School of Economics. He's super fit and way smarter than you are.
Yes.
We could go on and on. You've seen it all before. That's the point. Voters have seen it before, too. And outside of Brooklyn and the west side of L.A., they're not that into it. That's why Democrats keep losing.
That's why Hillary lost. Because nobody cared about flyover country. Georgia, you know, despite Atlanta, it's a lovely place, by the way, busiest airport in the country. It's still technically flyover country. A bunch of hicks live down there. You know? And the Democrats went with the tried and true. East and West Coast bookends. And missed the point again. Representative Sherry Bustos, Democrat from Illinois, was on CNN Tonight last night talking to Don Lemon and said they wouldn't win, the Democrats wouldn't win in the midterms unless they learned a few things.
I do know this. It's not going to work for us just to have an anti-Trump message.
Thank you. The whole impeach Trump thing doesn't put food on my table. It doesn't bring my job back here. Impeach Trump doesn't do anything. All it does is keep Congress from doing anything.
I serve in a congressional district in northwestern Illinois that Donald Trump won, and I won by 20 points. And I've had a lot of my colleagues say, well, how do you make something like that happen? And I don't think it's anything overly complicated, but I show up. I do things that we call supermarket Saturdays, where I just walk up and down the aisles and ask people what's on their minds.
Well, that's good. A Democrat can do that, because if a Republican does that now, they're going to get shot. Or they're going to get accosted, or they're going to get screamed at.
I do something that we call Sherry on shifts, where I work alongside people. I job shadow them, and I talk with them about the last time they received a raise or what they do. Were they able to take their families?
So a politician's going to get you a raise?
On vacation. I think, Don, more than anything, it's showing up, mm-hmm. and it's talking nonstop about the economy and jobs, and that we're going to fight for people.
Okay, but you've got to fight for them with good policies. And building roads and bridges, which is not jobs, it's just work, and raising the minimum wage, ain't going to cut it. One of the PSAs that came out, been running, Samuel L. Jackson apparently was going to convince people to vote for Mr. Ossoff. Oh, and in a second, I've got a PSA that they actually had created, the Democrat Party had created, using Ossoff's father, but they did not use it. And that may have been to the detriment of the campaign. I'm going to play that PSA in a second. You don't want to miss that one. All right, it's from John Ossoff's father, Jack Ossoff. We're going to share that in just a second, but here's Samuel L. in a radio ad in Georgia. I guess the guy from Snakes on a Plane is going to convince you to vote Democrat.
We have an urgent message from award-winning actor, civil rights activist, and Morehouse man.
I didn't know he was a civil rights activist.
Samuel L. Jackson on an upcoming special congressional election, April 18th, and why you need to vote.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. There's a special congressional election on April 18th. What can you do? Go vote. Your vote.
Who listens, honestly, who listens to celebrities telling them what to do? I mean, I like some conservative, John Voight, I like him. But if he doesn't do a PSA, it's not going to convince me. Oh my God, John Voight said it, or you know Bruce Willis or whoever. Obviously, slim pickings on the conservative side of the political spectrum. But who listens to celebrities telling them about their civic duty?
Goes a long way towards setting things right.
I said duty.
This country, vote for the Democratic Party. Stop Donald Trump, the man who encourages racial and religious discrimination and sexism. Remember what happened the last time people stayed home? We got stuck with Trump. We have to channel the great vengeance and furious anger we have.
The great vengeance and furious anger. Isn't that like that's hinting at that monologue he did in Pulp Fiction, right?
This administration into
back that up again.
Stuck with Trump. We have to channel the great vengeance and furious anger we have for this administration. Into
vengeance and furious anger? Vengeance? Vengeance?
Votes at the ballot box. Do your friends and family a favor. Hell, do yourself a favor and vote on April 18th and make sure to vote for the Democratic Party.
Paid for by the DCCC, dccc.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Oh,
DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, so that's from Samuel L. And I like Samuel L. I really do. I think he's fantastic. But I don't give a rat's behind what he has to say about politics, because he was in Snakes on a Plane and Pulp Fiction and all sorts of other movies that I've seen, and I loved him in. So would you like to hear the PSA that did not run? This apparently is one that they wanted to include John Ossoff's father in this. Here it is.
The following ad has been paid for by Ossoff for Congress.
You're going to hear a lot of celebrities and politicians endorsing my son in this special election tomorrow. But as his father, I'd like to say a few words. I'm Jack Ossoff. When my son decided to run, my wife asked me, "Are you ready, Jack Ossoff?" I said, "Jack Ossoff is always ready." I wouldn't have done this, but I was actually called by former President Bill Clinton, who called me and said, "Jack Ossoff, there's only one way this race can have a happy ending, and that's Jack Ossoff." I said, "Mr. President, my longtime friend, Jack Ossoff has always been there for you, and Jack Ossoff is still a reliable ally. My son John is a stand-up guy with a stiff upper lip.
You bet.
He'd never give the little guy the shaft.
Nope.
So tomorrow when you pull that lever or touch that screen, remember our names, John and Jack Ossoff, in 2017.
Paid for by Ossoff for Congress.
Okay, apparently they should have run that. Might have gotten people a little more excited about voting for Democrats. I'm just saying, might have. Might have. So we had the shooting of a congressman, a congressional aide, and two Capitol Hill police officers about, a little over a week ago, done by a psychotic man named James T. Hodgson. By the way, I found an interview with James Scalise, who was one of the congressmen who shot. Still in the hospital, by the way. And I found it from one of my radio shows, and I posted it on the podcast. I think it's like around episode 116 or 115, so you can check it out. On iTunes, of course, at The Rob Carson Show, on iHeartRadio, Rob Carson Show, and a host of other places you can find it. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can just go to my Facebook, which is Rob Carson Show, or the Twitter feed, which is Rob Carson. There's a lot of – see the branding? Do you see the branding there? Doing a whole lot of branding, folks. But you can check it out there if you want to see Steve Scalise. But anyway – the FBI came out today. The director in charge has said that despite the fact that the guy drove from Illinois to live in a car, he went to a baseball field. He walked up to a congressman, said, "Are Republicans or Democrats playing?" When he found out Republicans going to play, he went back to his car, got a gun, came back, started shooting people. There were six names of six Republicans on a piece of paper in his pocket. He had done numerous Facebook raves and Twitter raves, being anti-Republican. He was part of anti-establishment groups like Destroy the GOP, Destroy Trump, these sort of things. But the man in charge of this, Andrew Vail, announced that it was not an assassination attempt. It was an assault attempt. It was an assault. So I guess Ronald Reagan survived an assault attempt. Here is a little bit of the... director in charge, Andrew Vail, with his thoughts on the guy who did the shooting and what they found in his pocket.
On the shooter, we found a piece of paper that contained the names of six members of Congress. No context was included on this paper. However, a review of the shooter's web searches in the months prior to the shooting revealed only a cursory of two cursory search, that is, of two of those members.
So your obsession with the possibility of killing someone only deals with your web searches on your personal computer. You're saying this man couldn't go to the library and do some other work. Okay.
a second document with a rough sketch of several streets in Washington, D.C. was found on him as well. However, we have determined that this is not of investigative significance.
Okay. This was a targeted assassination attempt, okay? It was a targeted assassination attempt. The six people on this list were all on the same congressional caucus. It was the most conservative caucus in Congress. He just happened to only shoot one of them. Ill-conceived, yes. Ill-conceived, yes. But it doesn't mean it wasn't an assassination attempt. I'm just saying. All right. Move on to some other stuff. I've got a few things I want to get to that are not as serious. Oh, the volunteer who was ready to get his head transplanted. Valery Spiridonov. Spiridonov is his name. 31 years of age. Has a muscle wasting disease and was volunteering to be the first human guinea pig to undergo the world's first head transplant. Said his dream was never going to happen. Apparently, the controversial pioneering neurosurgeon Sergio Canavero, dubbed Dr. Frankenstein, has vowed to undertake the first such transplant in China and has apparently not named a local patient to undergo the operation. Apparently, this guy has already transplanted a rat's head to a body and it survived. All right? So this Spiridonov cannot depend on this guy, so he's going to have to take his health into his own hands. Apparently, at 31 years old, he's already outlived what the doctor said he was going to live through, but he's not going to get a head transplant. You know, maybe someday, probably just not anytime real soon. You know? This is a funny story out of KDKA, Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania homeowner has an alarm clock stuck in his wall. I don't know exactly why they have not removed the alarm clock, but every day this thing goes off for the last 13 years. They haven't busted a hole in the wall yet. They just let it go off. Here's a story from KDKA.
All is calm in a quiet house on a peaceful street in the tranquil township of Ross, until the walls come alive with a sound of a 13-year-old alarm clock.
I'll show you where this thing started out from and why it was convenient, or at least I thought it was convenient at the time.
Jerry Lynn says he dropped the clock tied to a string through an air vent. Set to go off 10 minutes later, it would let him know where to punch a hole in the living room wall to pass a wire through for a TV hookup.
Now, he put the alarm clock in there to punch a hole through the wall. And yet 13 years later, he's not punched a hole through the wall.
As I was laying it down, all of a sudden I heard it go thunk as it came loose. And, well, that's not a real problem. You know, it's still going to go off. And it did.
He couldn't pull it back up, but he figured
maybe 3-4 months, it'll run out of battery. That was in September of 2004. It is still going off every day. And during daylight savings time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 8 at night. And during regular standard time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 7 at night.
Jerry's wife, Sylvia, says the sudden ring can come as a jolt to unsuspecting guests.
It starts with a soft beep, 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 and it gets louder and more closer together. And that will set people like, what is that?
You might say, all in all, it's just another clock in the wall.
Okay, yeah, well, that's really, wow, that's a real stretch. Anyway. Yeah, I would have ripped a frickin' hole in that wall a day later, but I didn't. Viral meme claiming that Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot earned only a fraction of what Man of Steel star Henry Cavill's salary apparently now is being called unreliable attribution. Daily Dot said that she only made $300,000 for the movie. And that, you know, you think about the amount of money that movie's made, and I don't know what, it's probably $500 million right now. $300,000 is paltry. Now realize she's not a known factor. She needs to earn her keep. But apparently there was a website that was being bandied about, and the Huffington Post picked it up, Fox News picked it up, Maxim, GoBankingRates.com appeared to confuse Cavill's salary with his total net worth. Total net worth is $14 million. They thought that he got paid $14 million for it. As it turns, they don't know the guy's salary, but it wasn't $14 million. Now listen to this. Chris Evans earned $300,000 in base salary for his role in Captain America. The first Avenger Thor star, Chris Hemsworth, actually earned less than Godot and Evans in his base salary, only making 200 G's. You know, depending on how long that takes to film that movie, it takes a year. $200,000 is good money, but it is bupkis in Hollywood. It really is. Not much. You consider Tom Cruise making $20 million? Obviously, he's been doing it a lot longer and more fame, but you got to start out low, I guess, right? I would be willing, if there's a radio station listening, I would be willing to work for that radio station for $300,000 a year to start. Okay, just write me, carsononthradio@gmail.com. I'll do it. I'll make the sacrifice. We can go up from there. Smartphone use is like heroin addiction, according to Rutgers professor. We generally feel like we're on top of everything we're trying to do at once, but the brain is missing a whole lot more when you're on a smartphone. There's a lot more of a cost in terms of cognitive burnout than we tend to appreciate. This is according to Terry Kurtzberg, associate professor of management and global business at Rutgers. She's a co-author of Distracted, Staying Connected Without Losing Focus. I don't know if I'm addicted like heroin, but man, when I don't have my smartphone, I get a little crazy. I mean, I panic a little bit, you know. Kurtzberg said, we came across one statistic, said Americans in general check their phones 8 billion times every single day. That's, I mean, all Americans, not just you. Although it sometimes feels like my kids do that. Likening it to addiction, Kurtzberg said individuals have a strong pull to see their devices. When they don't see them light up or hear a ring, that triggers our dopamine systems the way other addictive behaviors do. The addiction is quite real and it's quite strong. Got to kind of give it right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Avery, where's my phone? Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh, hi, little phony. I love you, little phony. I was just playing. Avery, you'll be excited to know the dog food, it's Dogs as Food Festival is going on in China this year. Yeah, they do a dog meat festival, and public outcry around the world has been dramatic, but unfortunately, China is a third world hellhole, and they still eat dogs. Yeah, I'll tell them. The dog meat festival opened in Yulin, China, June 21st. Today, with butchers hacking slabs of canines and cooks frying the flesh, following rumors that authorities would impose a ban this year. So that's what they're doing. Multiple carcasses rested on several stalls at two markets with stiff, pointy tails, leathery yellow skin. I'm not going to go into that. They're still doing it. Now, they also offer poultry, vegetables, and fruit. Wu San, 40, used a blowtorch to burn the hair off his dead dog on the floor of his house. Said it was given to him by a friend who had used it as a guard dog but no longer wanted it because it only wags its tail. It wouldn't bark anymore. And that's when you look at it, and it's 1 minute it's a dog, and the next minute it looks like a chicken leg. Remember in the old cartoons? You know, you're starving, and you're in the wilderness, and you look, and you see your friend, whoever that is. That could be Daffy. That could be whoever. And you go, you look pretty good. Yeah, a little bit of that. Growing number of colleges are offering social justice degrees. I like to talk a lot about colleges and the bat crap crazy BS that's going on there and the worthless degrees that are being offered. New report has found that more than 100 degrees colleges are offering undergraduate and or graduate students the option of obtaining a degree majoring or minding in social justice or earning a concentration or certificate in that field. So you can go down to Social Justice R Us and get a job, right? College Fix found 64 American colleges that offer minors in social justice or a similar field, which is basically activism. All right, Rutgers Public College in New Jersey mandate students participate in left-wing causes. According to the their course's description there, some of the things you do, practice social justice. We'll introduce students to diverse practices of social justice activism, including grassroots organizing. What the hell are you going to do? Labor organizing, political organizing, national or transitional organizing. I wonder what president caused all this horse crap. Readings about social change efforts are combined with student participation in community mobilizations, labor organizing efforts, political campaigns, and transnational social movements and NGO activism. Worthless. Absolutely worthless. Here's a little bit on social justice degrees.
Social justice studies is an interdisciplinary examination.
Okay, now this is the director of the social justice degree program at Eastern Kentucky University. It's going to get really thick, and you're going to go, you're going to roll your eyes, and there may be even times that you want to throw up in your mouth. So just stick around.
Of issues of injustice, inequality, oppression, and violence. It's also the historical and empirical study of social change.
You know, you can actually learn about that in a history class.
Through social movement organizing, community organizing.
Again, where do you suppose this BS filtered into academia over 8 years?
Forms of legal and policy advocacy and other examples of activism and struggle.
Again, a social justice degree person arrives at your business. You ask this person to make widgets. That widget maker gets on, doesn't really know how to make widgets, and immediately demands more money because it's unfair that he or she, or he claiming to be she or vice versa, is being unfairly targeted because of a number of various factors. You want to hire that person? Here's a little bit more from Dimwit at Eastern Kentucky University.
The primary aim of the program in social justice studies at EKU is to prepare...
Here is where it gets really academic and stupid.
...students to engage meaningfully in a world that's characterized by both deep injustice and inequality, as well as by beautiful and inspiring struggles for change.
That is... Remember the joke it used to be underwater basket weaving? This is underwater basket weaving like 2.0. This is really, 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 if your kid signs up for this, you need to say, if you go down this road, I'm not going to pay anymore. Okay? I know that's unfair, but I hate to tell you this, kids. The world is not fair. In fact, the Smashing Pumpkins said, the world is a vampire. And it is. Zanesville, Ohio, an associate's working. They're sorting through a bunch of housewares. They see a duffel bag. They open it up. One of them goes, oh, my goodness, look at this. Look at all this toy money in here. Turns out it was not toy money. Yeah, it was full of real money. Apparently, Betsy Leon's Barb Claypool were sorting through it. Fortunately, they had the receipt from the woman who dropped the thing off with the contact information. That's pretty nice of them to do that. You know, you always wonder, whoa, $100,000? No way finding out where it went, who got it. They did an amazing thing. They really did. Lynette LaCrone of Louisville, Ohio, was unaware that the money was missing. Dan LaCrone, the husband of the donor, said he had withdrawn the money from the bank and put it in the trunk of the car where he thought nobody would find it. That's a good place to put it. Yeah, that's a good place to put your $100,000. They were moving closer to Wheeling. They said they had to buy a house. And they were taking the money to deposit in another bank where we were moving to. They have these things called electronic transfers. I don't know. Maybe. You might want to look into that. You're lucky you got your $100,000 back. Really, really lucky you got your $100 back. Obviously stating the obvious there. Oh, did you hear about this kid? He was doing his valedictorian speech. This kind of reminded me. Remember the thing in Forrest Gump when there was a speaker who was talking at the Lincoln Memorial, and one of the Army generals went back and toured the courts. That kind of reminded me of this, but there's this high school valedictorian speaking, and apparently the administrators decided to turn his mic off when he started criticizing them.
Throughout my time at Wyoming area, I have pursued every leadership opportunity available to me. In addition to being a member of student council since I was a freshman, my classmates have also elected me class president the past 4 years, which has been my greatest honor, and I would like to thank you all for that one final time. It really means a lot. However, at our school, the title of class president could more accurately be class party planner, and student council's main obligation is to paint signs every week. Despite some of the outstanding people in our school, the lack of a real student government, combined with the authoritative attitude that a few teachers, administrators,
wow,
and board members have, prevents students from truly developing as leaders.
Listen to him cut them off.
Hopefully, this will change.
There it is.
For the sake of future students, more people in this school who do not do so.
I kind of like this kid. He said, you know, this is a determined kid. This is not a social activism major. This is a kid who is a frustrated person who feels like he's being held back. He's been elected to president every year. He wants to do more. Trust me, that's been this way through half of my damn life. You are excited. You want to do more, and you work with people who don't. And this kid busted his ass, and he said for the last 4 years he's been the president, and all they give him things to do is being cheerleaders and painting signs. I like this kid. Peter Butera, Exeter, Pennsylvania. I think he's gonna be all right. This kid's gonna be all right. He's not gonna be a social justice warrior. He's gonna be a CEO. He's gonna fire a lot of them. Right. Guys, that's going to wrap it up for episode number 118. I want to thank you for listening today. I really, really do. The show is growing. I am going to hopefully be back on WLS in July. Also, KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska is calling my name to appear as a guest. I want to thank WBAP and a lot of the stations around the country, and I will alert you when I'm going to be on those stations. Episode number 117 is the entire show from WBAP this week, which is the week of June the 19th. Oh, and today is the longest day of the year. When you're waiting for a full-time job, every day is the longest day of the year. I'll tell you that. But I thank you for your support. I want to thank Dr. Alex Nelson, a fountainoflifecairo.com. I'm going to get there, and my neck has really, really been bugging me, and I am dying to get an adjustment. Decompression for herniated discs. They could take care of kids. They could take care of sports injuries. They take care of a lot of athletes, professionals, first responders. 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711. FountainofLifeCairo.com, North Congress Avenue, Kansas City. God bless my good friends at Grass Monsters KC. They have been a tremendous partner in the show, and we are going to continue to work with him. Andrew Cook is the owner, and he's wonderful. If you're looking for a self-propelled ride-on mower or ride-behind mower, consider the Dixie Chopper. Consider the Hustler, American-made mowers, Grass Monsters KC 5520, Raytown Road, Raytown Mow. In the meantime, thank you for listening. If you do me a big favor, will you share on social media? Doing my very best to make this thing go viral. Once we get about 20,000 downloads per episode, then we're rocking. So no matter what you listen to the show on, will you share it with others? Will you share it on your social media? I would greatly appreciate it, because I'm trying to make a go of this, make something conversational and entertaining that you can depend on every single day. All right? In the meantime, God bless you all. And we'll see you again real soon. If you want to write me, carsonontheradio@gmail.com. I am on the web, Facebook at Rob Carson Show and Twitter at Rob Carson. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.